This is a big deal. Let's go back to the beginning of it. How did this scholarship get underway?
You know, Eileen has been, you know, a supporter, big supporter of, you know, the university orchestra. You know, so then she actually used to play in the orchestra. And okay. I remember, you know, when I came here in 1991, and then she actually called me one day, and then she asked me, so if I can, you know, I'm Eileen Cohen, and, you know, I'm a supporter of the orchestra program. And I said, oh, thank you very much. And so then I think I met her, and then she basically told me that, is it okay, you know, if I, you know, play in the university orchestra? No, I said, oh, no problem. Of course, you know, please come. Okay. And so I don't know how many years, but she played in the university orchestra, you know, for several, you know, years. So that was basically the kind of history. And she has an incredible, like, a love for music. And, you know, so then suddenly she called me. It was last February. So I think this is the time, you know, I would like to help, you know, the university orchestra, you know, in a little bit bigger way. Please tell me what you want. Well, and so, I mean, so then basically, you know, what I did was that I mean, kind of told her that how difficult it is to recruit students, you know, these days. And so then, can I tell you my dream situation? And she's like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, right.
So then basically I told her that, you know, if we could have full ride scholarship for string quartet, two violins and one viola and one cello. I mean, I'm not just saying just an okay string quartet. It's I said, you know, with the incredible high caliber string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's like, yes, that's great. Sounds great. So then she said, okay, I will talk to, you know, my family. And then so I will get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was already 2 days later.
Wow.
She said, okay, I really like this, your idea. And I would like to support the full ride. Boom. Like that. So I just couldn't believe. I mean, I didn't really do anything. I just basically, for these 22 years, you know, I just, I have been enjoying, you know, I mean, you know, developing the programs. Actually, of course, it's not just me. You know, my students really work so hard, and also my colleagues at, you know, Department of Music. I mean, without their efforts, I mean, we cannot do anything. But at the same time, you know, this kind of a huge financial support to recruit high caliber students will really make a huge difference.
The quartet, you would recruit freshmen.
Freshmen, yeah.
As string players.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would participate in this quartet for the 4 years that they go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And then you'd have a whole new quartet?
We actually kind of gradually recruit. So probably we might not have a whole quartet, I mean, the members, the coming year. For example, probably in 2 years or maybe after next year, we're going to have a string quartet. After even this scholarship was announced, we are already hearing many things from, you know, people. Wow, you guys have this incredible scholarship. And so could you tell us about this one? So now it's word is out. So I'm sure that during the next year, many, many high-caliber students will contact us, and then so we will have some quartet, possibly even next year, or even, I mean, for sure, after next year. But a significance about this quartet is that usually this kind of a full ride scholarship exists in a graduate level, but I never seen anything like this in an undergraduate level.
Okay.
So that's why this makes an incredible, I mean, I don't know, how can I say that? It's a very, very big deal. Yeah.
So what's the process? Let's say someone out there is listening and they're quite the string player. How do they find out more about the scholarship?
Of course, you know, I mean, you know, they can find the information, you know, if they know about it. I mean, of course, they can come to our website and they can find it. But, I mean, we have an audition process, actually. It's
okay.
Clearly actually stated in the website, you know. So they have to prepare a certain repertoire, and so they have to send those recording actually on a DVD. Or sometimes these days, actually, you can submit on a YouTube or, you know,
sure,
those kind of things. We want to make sure that we actually can see them, how they play. So then we will have actually live audition.
Nobuyoshi Yasuda, Violin Orchestra String Ensemble, is what he mentors at UW-Eau Claire. And we're talking about the Eileen Phillips Cohen String Scholarship. Tell me about Nobu, the first recipient. Tell me about Caitlin Witherspoon.
We were very lucky, actually. You know, she came to UW-Eau Claire to study with us 2 years ago, and then, you know, she's incredibly talented. So then
she's a cello player.
She's a cello player. She's not just a talented cellist, but it's incredible. incredible. I mean, she's incredibly focused. I mean, always she has the energy and focus, and she's an incredible learner. I mean, she's so smart, and then she just, you know, just learns so many things quickly. So, I mean, that was one thing we immediately noticed, you know, from her. And also her seriousness about whatever she does. It's really given me inspiration, too, to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been already a principal, you know, cello player in the university orchestra. And she's already serving as a great leader. Suddenly, this huge scholarship became available. Boom! You know, what came to my mind was that, wow, Caitlin. Then I asked the foundation, you know, UW Foundation, and can we, you know, award this scholarship to current student? And they asked me, so do you have somebody really in this caliber?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have a perfect person.
More young people play band instruments than they do strings. Is that true?
I think so, because, you know, teaching strings actually is very difficult, especially in the public school system, you know, to maintain the strings, you know, instruments are very costly too, I think. The very beginning stage of learning the string instruments, it's very difficult. I mean, in a way, frustrating, because to get the decent sound or get the actual pitch itself from the string instrument is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that, you know, playing a wind instrument is easier or anything like that. I mean, of course, they have their, you know, own challenge. Right. However, when you pick up the instrument, and then for winds, you know, you have a certain kind of fingerings already set for certain, you know, notes. And then, of course, you know, the string instruments, we have also fingerings too. But fingering doesn't really help unless you really hear the pitch in your mind and you place your fingers on the right spot. Then it's very difficult to really develop the kind of a certain level, you know, which you can actually, you know, enjoy playing music.
Now, you've been teaching for 22 years at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. What has changed over those 22 years? Is the commitment of young people the same, especially music students? Young people have changed because their environment has changed, their challenges have changed?
I mean, overall, actually, I have to say that I see less kind of imagination. However, if you lead them to use their imagination and work hard to perform music, you know, at a very high level. I mean, they still do that. I don't think the quality of students, I don't think, you know, has changed. However, you know, like 20 years ago, we didn't have iPhone.
Right.
We didn't have text message, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that kind of a convenient, actually, kind of website, you know, to visit.
Right.
20 years ago, everybody, I mean, it's not just students. We had to use our imagination to do something.
And you had to work hard to get information.
Right. Even getting the information, we had to work. But now, you know, everybody can get any information so easily. And also now they expect information comes to them in a way,
sure,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then sometimes, you know, I ask them, so what do you want to do? And the first kind of reaction is like, I don't know. Or sometimes, I don't care. What do you mean you don't care? And they're like, oh, no, I don't mean that. But I'm very sensitive to those words. Like, I don't care or I don't know. Like, you know, I don't want them to use those words, you know, too easily. You know, saying I don't care, I don't know, it already became their kind of reflex.
There's shortcuts.
That's why music is important. Mm. Music does not have any kind of an answer, basically, correct or wrong. We have a lot of different ways.
And no shortcuts.
No shortcuts. To improve your playing skill, you still have to practice.
Yes.
You need a discipline. And then to play in an orchestra or a band or a choir, you need also discipline as a team. And also you need imagination to be expressive. All of these things, I mean, the music is the way to really cultivate their imagination and discipline and focus.
And the other thing you need is you have to want to express yourself.
That's the one thing, since you asked me if the change, I mean, students' actual quality has changed, I have to say that now,
I think I use the word commitment.
Commitment, probably it's still the same, but now we have to somehow lead them to make commitment. Quite often, they don't know what they want.
They know what they like. They may not know what they want.
Yeah, there is a difference, right? Yeah. What they like and what they need to do. Why I'm still excited about, you know, my life is that because I'm so curious about so many things. I'm not just a musician. I'm curious about so many things. I'm curious. I want to learn more about this. Yeah. Then I just kind of, I become, you know, very active to learn something. So that becomes my joy of learning. So, I mean, my message actually to my students are, you know, if you don't know, it's okay. But I want you to be curious. Yeah. You know, I want you to learn something. And once you have this kind of a habit of, okay, I'm curious. I'm going to learn something. And you discover something. It's a joy.
Yeah. The joy of being curious is the journey satisfying that curiosity.
Yes.
And the journey used to be a longer journey years ago.
Right.
Now you can satisfy curiosity at the, you know, at the snap of a finger.
Right. Probably that's why I use music to actually explore so many different possibilities.
Yeah.
You can do this way. You can do that way. And let's try this way today. Mm-hmm. Let's try this way, you know, tomorrow. Why you don't tell us the one way? No. Music is not like that. I want you to know that music can be any way, many different ways.
It's always fascinating talking to you. Nobu, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me.